Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
What happens when a popular rock radio DJ retires, sells everything, and with his wife, takes off in an RV to see America? Ho, ho, ho! It's the Rockin' the RV Life podcast with Jeff and Patty. Join them each week as they share their experiences while giving you advice and tips along the way.
Hi, I'm Jeff.
Hi, and I'm Patty.
We meet a lot of people as we travel full-time in our RV. There's nothing better than sitting around a picnic table. Maybe it's a campfire at night. That's always a good time. Just sitting around meeting people and finding out what their stories are. And we have plenty of stories to tell. People ask us, where's the favorite place you've been? And that's a tough thing to answer. But also, once in a while, somebody will say, what's the most unusual? I bet you see a lot of crazy things while you're traveling. And you know what? They're right. Mm-hmm. For instance, we have a list of 12 of them that we're going to share with you right now. Number 12 is not to be missed. It's red hot.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. All right, let's start with number one.
All right.
This happened recently. We arrived at a site and we had to call the maintenance guy because the 50-amp plug did not work.
Yeah, it didn't work at all.
We plugged into it. We flipped the breakers. We jiggled the breakers mm-hmm. because some of these boxes are pretty old.
Yeah.
Or they don't work. But this was a rather new box.
Yeah, and we checked the box next door because there was nobody on that site. That mm-hmm. one didn't work either.
No. So, yeah, we definitely had the voltmeter out, checked yep. it out, ended yep. up calling the maintenance guy. Yep. No problem. Be right out.
Yeah.
So he comes out. You want to tell the story?
Oh, yeah. Let me tell the story.
She
it's
loves
so
telling
funny.
This story.
Oh, my gosh. So he comes out, you know, and he opens up the box and he takes off the faceplate. So once he takes off the faceplate, he goes to take the breaker off.
Mm-hmm.
So he takes the breaker off, you know, just real nonchalantly takes the breaker off. And then he says, look out, because we're standing on the, you know, on the driveway right
yeah,
there.
Snap.
And we kind of stepped aside and he threw it out, you know, towards us. And as it hit the cement and bounced, a whole bunch of ants came running out.
Oh, yeah. It was totally filled. The
yes.
breaker was totally filled with ants.
It was. We couldn't believe it. It was like, oh, my gosh.
He goes, I see this all the time.
Yeah.
He says, this is number one problem I fix.
Yeah.
We were like, oh, wow.
Yeah. So, needless to say, he put a new breaker box in.
Uh-huh. And we got out a little bit of spray, yeah. did a little spray. In,
yeah, he took that with him, and we sprayed where they came out. And yeah,
that was the end of that.
Yeah, I was not expecting that, though. He didn't warn us. He didn't say anything.
No.
He just said, okay, look out.
Surprise.
Yeah.
So, number two, we were hiking. What was it, Picacho Peak?
Yes, it was Picacho Peak State Park
and
in Arizona.
And it was the Hunter's Trail.
Uh-huh.
And this is not an easy hike.
Oh, my gosh.
This
it's
is a,
all uphill because you're going up to the peak.
But there's also another part of it that actually goes down and around to get up to that peak.
Yeah.
So it's very difficult. You're going up, then you're going down, then you're going up.
Yeah.
And you have to hold on to these cables.
Yeah. It's a long hike.
So we take a rest. You know, I mean, we're not 20 anymore.
But at the same time, you know, we're going up this mountain.
Mm-hmm.
The views are absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah.
Just looking out, and you've got the freeway way down there. You've got land, you've
desert.
Got cactus, desert, just beautiful.
It is.
Birds, you can hear the birds singing.
It's
and,
awesome.
Oh, it's beautiful.
And you've got to use both hands.
Yes.
Because this is a tough hike.
Yeah.
So lo and behold, a bunch of people come along.
Uh-huh.
Was it four or five of them? And they're carrying a big boombox.
Yeah, this one girl had a boombox on her shoulder.
Blasting.
We couldn't believe it. They're blasting this music.
Lousy music.
Yes.
And it's like, what are you doing?
Oh,
you
know? My gosh.
Yeah, so that's another crazy thing we've seen. Yeah, take it home.
Yeah.
We're outdoors.
Don't bring it there.
Yeah. How about number three, the guy next to us who pulled out of his sight.
Oh, my gosh. We were at Lake Havasu City.
We had a great sight.
We did. We were on the lake.
Beautiful.
Beautiful sight where you pull straight in.
And a guy pulls in next to us a little bit later, mm-hmm. him and his wife, and they have a brand new Tiffin. It's a beautiful motorhome.
Oh, yeah, big one, a Tiffin Allegro.
Yeah, so we're hanging out and just enjoying the times. And a couple days later, they say, hey, we're leaving.
Well, they weren't leaving. They were moving to another spot.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they were moving more into the campground. I think they didn't want to pay for the lake site anymore. So, yeah, so they were moving. So his wife was standing out there, you know, spotting him.
Right.
Well, I don't know what she was doing, but... Well,
he had to back out.
Yeah, because you have to back out of this.
And turn.
And turn to get out, mm-hmm. you know, because you're pulling forward. Well, when he turned, she wasn't on that side, on the driver's side. She was on the passenger side. But he turned the wheel too soon, and he ran over... What did he run over?
He ran over the electrical box.
Yeah.
He ran over the faucet and water connection. And he also ran over and damaged the sewer connection.
Oh, yeah. And this water is just shooting up.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just going all over the place.
It was nuts. I mean, we're over at our RV and I'm like, where's all this water coming from?
Yeah.
It's not coming from our RV,
is it? I
said,
look at this, Jeff. Look at this.
And it was like, oh, my God. You know, when you see running water under your RV, you're kind of freaking out.
Yeah. Because he pulled out and then he stopped.
Yeah.
And so we went out there to see what was going on. We couldn't believe what we saw.
Didn't take long. It was not us.
He messed up that whole configuration of stuff.
He did a lot of damage.
He did.
But I will say one thing about that campsite. Those maintenance guys were Johnny on the spot.
Well, yeah, they had no choice.
They got there fast.
Oh, they did.
And they got the water turned off and they fixed it all up.
In fact, the guy that drove over it, he was trying to help. He was trying to straighten out the electric box and do all this stuff. And the maintenance guy is telling him,
no.
Don't do that. Don't do that. You know, leave it to us, you know. And he's like, well, you know, I know how to do this kind of stuff. And the maintenance guy was getting really mad.
Yeah, so that's one of the funny things we've seen.
Oh, that was hilarious.
Thank God it wasn't us this time.
I know.
Okay, number four.
Number four.
The dumpster diver in California.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, the first time we went to Dockweiler State Beach Park. Mm-hmm. You know, it's beautiful because you're right on the water. You're right on the ocean.
You've got three rows of RVs.
Three rows of RVs, you know, all facing the ocean. And, it's beautiful. And in the back there, as you're pulling around to leave, there's dumpsters back there.
Right. And it's really nice because you can just literally pull up to the dumpster with your car.
And toss your stuff in.
And toss your trash in.
Yeah. So the one day we're leaving, I had a bag of trash and we pull up, and I'm just getting ready to throw it in, and some guy...
Pops up.
He comes up real slow. And it was like, oh, my God. And you could tell it was sad. You could tell he was homeless.
She screamed.
He was, you know, pulling stuff out. And
I think you surprised him more than he surprised you.
I know. I wasn't expecting that at all.
Yeah, that was really something. Number five.
Oh, number five.
Yeah.
Oh, that was amazing.
This was in Palm Springs.
Yes.
We ran into a guy and his wife. And they had a big motorhome.
Now, these people were from Texas. Mm-hmm. Everything's bigger in Texas, right?
I guess.
His motorhome had to be...
45 feet.
45 feet.
Yeah.
And he was pulling
a bigger trailer.
A trailer that was higher than his motorhome.
Right.
This thing was huge. And it was an enclosed trailer. Mm-hmm. You know, you couldn't see what was in there.
Right.
But we sure found out what was in there, didn't we?
Oh, yeah. He was a real nice guy. It contained a Chevy Nova that had been chopped and turned into a custom hot rod. I mean, this thing had a, you know, the old $1 million paint job.
It was so ugly.
Well, you thought it was ugly.
It was awful.
It was a custom hot rod.
He was so proud of it.
Yeah, he was.
And then he also had a smart car.
Yep.
And two motorcycles.
Two motorcycles. There were actually two levels in the trailer.
Yeah, that's how big it was.
He had a lift.
Yeah.
We couldn't believe it.
Yeah. So it was really funny. He and his wife would take this car, whatever mm-hmm. you want to call it.
The hot rod.
Take it out for joyrides.
Yeah.
And the one day.
Oh, yes.
We were pulling out and he was pulling in and it was on the back of a flatbed tow truck.
Yeah.
They were bringing it back.
Something happened.
Yeah.
I don't know what, but oh my gosh.
Yep.
But it's interesting, some of the stuff you see on the road, that's for sure.
That was crazy.
All right, number six.
Number six. This was one of my favorites.
This is definitely one of mine, too.
We were in Phoenix. You know, they have the overhead signs, the electronic signs on over the freeways.
Yep.
You know, just giving all kinds of information. And when we were there, there were two prisoners that had escaped from the state prison in that area.
Right.
And they were on the loose.
Mm-hmm.
So the sign said, don't pick up hitchhikers, call 911. Two inmates escaped Florence prison.
Right.
Yeah.
Do not pick up hitchhikers.
Be alert.
You know, we see a lot of those signs along the roads.
Yeah.
Near prisons.
Yeah, it says don't pick up hitchhikers.
Right.
But this was, you know, the big electronic sign. So you knew, like when you see those signs and you're driving down the road and, you know, down the highways and they say, don't pick up hitchhikers because, you know, there's a prison nearby or whatever. But when you actually see it on the sign that they actually escaped, that's scary because it's like, ooh, they could be anywhere.
That was all over the news, too.
It was all, and it was in that area.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think one of them was a murderer, too. So
yeah.
People are like, be careful.
They did find him after about maybe a week or something.
Yeah, they did.
They finally found him.
Yeah, got him back in jail.
Yeah.
All right, number seven.
Okay.
Seeing people put their trash bag out at night. And animals, of course, get into it, making a huge mess.
Now, that's pretty obvious.
This was in Fort Collins, Colorado.
Yeah.
At a KOA, and it was a very nice KOA. They had signs, do not put your trash out until morning.
I mean, everybody's got to know there's animals roaming around at night.
And we'll pick up your trash, and, you know, we don't want animals to get into it. There's signs all over the place, but these idiots next to us.
Yeah, we get up that morning, and it's like, oh, my God.
What a mess. And they had put it out the night before.
They put it.
Yeah. I saw it when we closed our shades.
Yes, and it was just all torn apart. And
you know, I don't know where they come from.
I don't know either.
What rock they come from under, I don't know, but
hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
All right, onward now. What is number eight?
Number eight. And this is something I saw, and I remember grabbing you as quick as I can and saying, you got to see this. Seeing an RV driving down the road with its awning extended.
It was all the way out. The awning was all the way out.
It was hilarious. They were actually leaving a state park in Ohio.
Yeah.
And they had gone by us, and I ran out because the street actually has like a circle that you turn around in.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And they had to come back.
Yeah, it was a cul-de-sac at the end, so they had to come back to head out of the campground.
So I flagged them down, and, you know, the driver goes, oh, yeah, I know it's out. It's like, well, you got to put it in.
Yeah, what are you doing?
So he and his wife, they were a pretty old couple, and they said that they were renting the RV, and they could not get the awning to go in.
But you saved the day, didn't you?
Yes, I did. I said, sir, turn off your ignition and then try it. So he puts the RV in park, turns off the ignition, she hits the button, and the awning goes in.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
Oh, well. And it was scraping against trees.
Yeah.
And, you know, you do your best to help people.
Yeah.
What is number nine?
Oh, number nine is pretty funny.
Oh, we were amazed.
Yeah, that
this.
Was really something.
This was a couple of years ago when we were kind of stranded in Portland, Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
We had to have some repairs done.
Right. We were waiting to get some service on the engine.
Mm-hmm. So, of course, you know, you go out and do a little exploring. And needless to say, we saw some really interesting things.
Yeah.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, we saw a guy pull up next to us. And
he was in a Mercedes.
A nice Mercedes, a brown Mercedes. The Mercedes had no doors.
The doors were gone.
The doors were taken off like you would a Jeep or a Bronco.
Yeah.
And in the back seat were piled up all sorts of black garbage bags.
Yeah.
I think they
really
were filled with trash.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
You know, he didn't look like the sharpest tool in the shed, but it's a Mercedes.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, what's going on with this?
I know. What an interesting story that must have been.
Oh, yeah. Unfortunately, we didn't get to the bottom of that.
No.
We decided to keep our distance.
Yeah.
All right. Number 10.
Number 10.
How about the guy? This was in Las Vegas.
Yep.
We were staying at a campsite that had an empty spot next to it.
Mm-hmm.
And we went out and did some exploring. I think we went to either the grocery store or went to the strip. I can't remember which. Came back, mm-hmm. and there's a trailer.
Okay, we got a neighbor, right?
Right. They dropped off their trailer because there was no pickup truck.
No pickup truck. Mm-hmm.
Now, this is a four-wheel trailer.
Uh-huh.
In other words, there's two axles in the rear, and there's four tires on it.
Yeah, so two on each side.
Mm-hmm. One of the tires was totally shredded.
Totally.
I mean, gone.
I mean,
and the rim was destroyed.
Yeah, I mean, it was obvious he had driven that for a long distance like that.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
So, anyway, he eventually comes back, and we kind of met him the next morning and started talking to him. And he told us that, he had come out of California and he had some issues and he had driven it that way for 120 miles.
Oh, yeah. He just didn't want to stop.
So anyway, I guess the park let him in so we could get it fixed.
But he did say that last mile getting there
was really loud.
So loud.
Yeah.
Could you imagine?
So anyway, they ended up throwing him out.
Yeah.
They did not want him to stay. And he was telling us off the record that, he had a few issues upstairs and that he'd have to take medication for. And
yeah, he had a dog with him. I think the dog's name was Chuck. And I think it was like a pit bull mix.
And the park did not want that in there.
Right.
Yeah, most of the parks will not allow that.
Yeah.
So that was a really unusual thing to see.
Yep, very.
And he was a very unusual person.
Yes.
Needless to say.
He was kind, though. He was very nice when we did talk to him.
Seemed like a nice guy.
Yeah.
Things just weren't going good for him.
I hope he's okay now.
Yeah, really. Number 11 of some of the strange and weird things we've seen.
Yeah, this was near Chicago.
Oh, God. I absolutely hate driving around or through Chicago.
Well, I think there was construction. The roads were really narrow.
There's always construction.
Oh.
Yeah, there was a truck in the right lane. We were in the left lane.
We were in the middle lane.
Yeah, the middle lane. And then we had traffic in the left lane. It was really, we were all going 50 miles an hour.
It was a lot of traffic.
Yeah.
We couldn't move.
He wanted to come over.
All we could do is move forward. Mm-hmm. He wanted to come over. He had his blinker on.
Yep.
We couldn't let him in.
No,
we couldn't do anything.
There was no way that we could move. And sure enough, he came over and hit us. He hit our mirror. And I'll tell you, that was really, we couldn't believe it. It made a lot of noise, and I thought there was a lot of damage that had been done to the RV.
Yeah.
And we ended up pulling off onto the shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
I think we were on 90.
Oh, you freaked me out. You pulled onto the shoulder, and he pulled behind us, and there's all this traffic going by, whizzing by.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy.
And he said, get off at the next exit. There's a pilot there.
Mm-hmm. So we missed the exit.
We missed it. And we had to go to the next exit.
Go all the way around.
Go through a neighborhood, turn around.
Right.
You know, here we are in our 30-foot motorhome pulling a car.
Right.
Turn around, get to the right exit, get off, find the pilot truck stop. And there he was waiting for
us. Right. He was waiting for us. So anyway, we didn't have much damage. We were able to kind of just adjust our mirror.
His mirror broke. Now, his mirror, he had like an extension on it.
That's
so
right.
It was sticking way out.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And he said to us,
that he was going to call the state troopers.
Yeah.
And he blamed me for the accident.
Yeah, and he called the troopers, and the troopers came.
Yep. And they
talked to us first because we were on the way in. And we told them what happened.
They went and talked to him, and the state trooper came back and said, I'm going to cite him.
Yeah.
He said, I could tell you were telling me the truth. This guy's all nervous, looking all over the place. He says, I believe your story.
Wow.
He says, we're going to cite him.
That was really cool.
He says, if you don't have anything else to do, go ahead and leave.
Yeah, and our mirror was fine. You just popped it back into place.
Yeah, thank
God. His mirror was destroyed, but oh well.
They actually had an accident investigator who came out as well, and he determined the same thing.
Yep. Yeah.
So, very interesting.
Yeah, it delayed us for about an hour, but then we got on our way.
Yeah, we sure did.
So anyway, number 12.
Number 12. Finally. We come to one of the last things that have been unusual, strange, and weird that we have seen while traveling for almost 3 years on the road.
Mm-hmm.
We were hiking up in the hills in Palm Springs,
mm-hmm.
one of our favorite hikes.
Yeah.
And you can look out across the Coachella Valley. It's absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah. It was like kind of on the other side of town from where our campground was.
Oh,
you know?
Long way.
So, you know, you're way up there and you look out and you just see the city, but it's kind of hard to kind of tell what's where.
But I said to Patty, wow, look at all that black smoke.
Yeah. Something exploded. There was all this black smoke coming out way out in the distance,
that
you know?
Looks like where our RV park is.
Yeah, it kind of looks like the direction where we are.
Nah, I'm sure it isn't, you know? So anyway, we finished our hike.
Yeah.
We get back to the RV park.
Now, that RV park is right next to an RV dealership.
Right. And one of the RVs somehow had caught fire.
And exploded. In the back parking lot, or the side parking lot.
Right next to the campsite.
Yeah, it was right there by the campground.
Yeah, it was
And the people
something.
In the campground were like, what the hell was that?
They couldn't believe it. Maybe it's a good thing we weren't there when that happened.
I know.
I don't know. But anyway, over the course of a couple of years, there were actually three RVs that burned up at that dealership.
Yeah, I don't know what they're doing over there.
And for a while, they had them all there, and people would walk by and you'd
they
see
just
these.
Had them in that back lot. They left them there, maybe for insurance purposes. Who knows?
I don't know. But you wonder, what is going on with that?
Yeah, this last year when we went there, they finally had gotten rid of them all.
Crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Well, that's it for this week. We're going to be back next week with another episode. Hopefully, you won't be running into a whole lot of wacky and crazy things in your travels.
Yeah.
Because it's always nice to just be able to sit back, kick back, and relax.
That's right. Not have any problems or...
Yeah. Things blowing up.
Yeah.
Trucks running into you.
Yeah.
Prisoners escaping.
Yeah. Dumpster diver scaring the crap out of you.
It's the Rockin' the RV Life Podcast with Jeff and Patty. Hear more of their adventures on the road with our next episode. If you liked what you heard, please subscribe and tell your friends.